Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health, habits of health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author of a little stress reduction book. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Are you ready to share hope and joy with your loved ones? You know, February is an amazing month. I have so many birthdays amongst my friends and family circle. Unbelievable. I just found out about 3 more that I forgot. So I think I'm up to about 15 birthdays in February alone. And I go, wow, what an important day. And Valentine's Day? Wow. I mean, it's not just about roses and chocolates. There is more meaning behind it. And I consider it the day of love. Should be every day. Though we human beings love to have traditions. And we love to have special days where we can actually focus on celebrating. For me personally, every day is a day of love. Every day is celebrated. Every day is a great day because it's all mindset. And my mindset tells me it's all positive because I don't want to dwell on the negative. I'm not saying there is no negative around. That would be a lie. And we all know that. But it is definitely how we see things. It's always in the eyes of the beholder. And since I have chosen to look at the positive and make more out of that than dwelling on negative that I cannot change, I'm so much happier and healthier. Wow, I love it. So we're going to do that. Now, what have you done to prepare for a surprise? Or to fix a scheduled meal, or go for an outing, or do an activity together, or go to a movie or something. Are you focusing on something that's temporary or something that's permanent when you give a gift to someone else? You know, the difference, just a quick difference between temporary and permanent gifts. A diet is a temporary gift. It only lasts as long as you work the diet. But once you're off because you're down with weight or whatever, then you usually gain it right back within the next 2 years and then some. That's the statistics. So that's why I prefer going for permanent and changing my lifestyle. And that's why I am a transformational habits of health coach, helping you change your habits of disease to habits of health, helping you to have a better, happier, more balanced life and a longer one. Oh my. I mean, just think about all the things you have not yet done and you would love to get done. Do you have a life list? And do you have a bucket list? Yeah, I didn't know those things either. It's just very interesting when we listen to other people talk and what they say and share. It is quite amazing. So I'm starting to make a life list too, just because there are certain things I want to do while I'm alive and that give me a purpose in life. So I want to live longer, happier, and healthier. And that's what I'm sharing. So here with this Valentine's Day contest that I mentioned in the title, I would like to see what you can come up with. So you have 4 things that you can choose from. Number 1, you can share what you're doing, who you are blessing, and what you expect the reaction to be, and was it what you thought? So since the show is today, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, I'm going to give you till the 20th to send it in. So that gives you a little bit of extra time. So again, share what you're doing, who you are blessing, what you expect the reaction to be with what you're doing, and was it the way you expected it to be, or was it better or worse? Number two, share an original poem you wrote about Valentine's Day or the person who will give the you will give the poem to. For example, there is one little poem I found, and I thought it was quite cute. It's called A Lover's Poem, and it's by Kineda Hawkins. You showed me true love exists. I never knew love until I found you. Always thought it was a myth until you showed me it was true. A fairy tale story that I thought would never come true. But all that changed when I ran into you. So, pretty awesome. It's a short one. It says you can read more, but you know, I just wanted to make a point. It doesn't have to be super long. It has to be original and your writing, and not a copy of somebody. No plagiarism, because I take that very seriously. That we take credit where credit is due. Give credit where credit is due. And definitely, if we quote somebody's work, it's not our own. So I want to see what you can do. Number three, share an activity you have chosen to undertake and then talk about how it went. So, for example, you can go snow skiing, or you can go horseback riding, or you can go hiking or bike riding, or just go on a nice drive and have a picnic. Whatever it is, there is nothing wrong. It's all just the way you see it to be best for you and your loved one. And the fourth one is share the meal you enjoyed. Did you prepare it? Did you go to a restaurant? Or did you have someone else fix the meal? Were you invited somewhere where they fixed it? So these are the four categories that you can choose from, and then you write back to me, to hopefully to my email address, which is dythomson@gmail.com, because then I have more time to read it and I can make it bigger in case I can't see the font. So for the person who writes the most creative contribution, I will give them two tickets for the AMC theaters, one AMC entertainment card, and one restaurant.com gift card for $50. So this is really something, even if it's for after Valentine's Day, you did it for that. So as soon as I have your presentation, I will have some other people help me to decide which one's the best contribution, and then that person will get notified. And I can do that because you're emailing me, so I have your email address, and then we can go and get the rest, the street address and stuff, so I can send you your present. So anyway, that's just what I wanted to do, something special, you know. Or if you don't want the tickets, I can give you a $50 wellness credit when you sign up to get healthy with me, to get a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And that too, I mean, that's all by 2020 and not midnight, let's say 5 p.m., because then I can still take care of things before I go to bed and make sure that I live up to what I promised. That is actually a very good thing to do. So, anyways, I hope and I pray that many of you will participate and have some fun and see if we can win something. And, yeah, if you want to make it a family event with your children together to write a poem or to make something, you know, just document it. Or when you email it to me, send a picture of what you've done and describe it. So I know for a fact it was real, and that's going to give you more credibility. So anyways, I'm not quite sure what hubby and I are going to do, but since it's Friday, I know we're going to work, and I'm pretty darn sure he's going to cut me a gorgeous, either Mr. Lincoln or a DeLorean rose from my garden that has a bud. I don't like them when they're wide open. I like them when they're just slightly open or have a big bud. So I know he's going to do that, and he's probably going to fix dinner. And he's an amazing cook, and he's helping me to eat healthy and to be healthy and everything else, and I just really love it. So wishing you all the best. Blessings to everyone, and I look forward to getting your contributions to dythomson@gmail.com. It's listed on the transcript, but I couldn't hyperlink, so just highlight, copy and paste. Or you can text if it's something else. If you want to do suggestions or questions or something, you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Definitely leave me a message, as I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know what it's about and I know who the person is I'm going to be talking to. It's all about valuing myself and my own time and not wasting it for things that I have no clue about. And there's so many telemarketers that are calling all the time. I get about 10 calls a day that say scam likely, so I just totally ignore them. If it's not a scam and they leave me a message, I will get back to them, and I will do the same with you. I'm very good at getting back to people when they leave a good message. And I mean with a good message, name, phone number, and what they're calling about, so I can actually think about the call before I return it, and I'm a little bit prepared. All right, I'm going to make this short today. I'm not going to talk for half an hour because I've given the most important thing. This is the Valentine's Day contest. You have till February 20th at 5 p.m. to turn in your either poem, your original poem, or something that you're doing, or a picture with a description of what you're doing and how the actions and reactions were. So you get all the information from the transcript when you listen to it. You just click on it, and it's going to show you what it is all about. In the meantime, I wish all of you a most wonderful Thursday and tomorrow a very happy and blessed Valentine's Day. And may the love grow abundantly. And I'm talking about all kinds of love, the agape love, as well as all other loves there are. We just need to start loving each other more and reduce hatred and all those things that are happening so sadly in my neighborhood. When we moved here 17 years ago, it was one of the best neighborhoods in my area. And now it's turning into, I don't want to say a ghetto yet, but it's turning into a public homeless shelter in the roundabouts and all over the place, and people going into garages to sleep there, and all sorts of things that we as human beings could actually make a difference, that others don't need to suffer like that. And especially with the taxes we pay, there should be enough available for the homeless that they don't have to be out in the cold. Anyways, that's it for today. A very, very happy Valentine's Day. And I can't wait to announce who the winner is going to be. Make sure you choose one of the four sections under the contest and write it to the dythomson@gmail.com. Put in the title, Valentine's Day contest, so I know what it is and I can grab it out of the spam folder, because every first email goes into spam folder till I have taken it out and marked it as not spam. So I know where to go look for it. I will rescue it and I will notify you before the end of the month, so you know if you are the winner or who is. All right. Wishing you all the best. Talk to you later. And until next week, have a fabulous one. Bye.